Well, I was 65 at that time. Anybody under 65, that was it. There was a difficulty at one point because people that were attending the Crescent Resource Centre, which was a day centre, were suddenly told, well, you're 65, you've got to go off to an older people's day centre. So there was a big hoo-ha. It was fair enough because, well, just because you hit 65 doesn't mean you're older people, you know. So there was a lot of hoo-ha about, you know, whether they could stay there because of their disability. So I think some people transferred across and then they did something else. But yes, but it was between 18 and 65. But also we supported in the practical sense, you know, if there was a woman with a disabled child, maybe, although we weren't looking at a disabled child, we might help parent by doing some practical things, or if they, you know, and this particular woman that I said that we were devious to get in, she had a young family, so we actually went and did about 3 hours ironing for her during the week as well, because she felt if the pressure was taken off with all the practical time, she could then help her husband a bit more with the. So it was all such a mishmash of assessments going on and needs and fighting, because you would initially go to that person if they're accepting help or not, and just saying, what do you feel is the most important thing for you at this moment? Because you might think, oh, getting up in the morning, it's like, well, no, actually, to get into the library, I'd really love to get to the library because, oh, you know, something silly like that that would really make my day. Okay, we'll do that. Not what you think at all. So, but I was very fortunate because all the staff that worked in the team were really good and they're all really dedicated. They got on well together. And it wasn't like a service in a way, it was because it became quite informal, and that helped the user group as well, not feeling like they've got a service going in, you know, it could be quite casual really, but the service was done. And they were very good. I was very lucky because, you know, I didn't have a deputy or anything. So I was responsible for the service 365 days a year, morning and night. But because the staff were so dedicated, they would, I think only once was I worried about 7 o'clock in the morning because one of the staff had an accident in the car, not serious, and couldn't, you know, start off work. But mostly they would get on with it. They were very knowledgeable staff, you know, about medical issues and other issues that they didn't need to worry me. They might later on in the day say, just letting you know so-and-so, but I very rarely got called. I did sometimes, very often I had to go out and help if somebody on holiday or something. I usually got cover, and they was like, oh, hell let loose, because I was all right with managing, but actually doing it. I'll make the team then, while you get